Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop.
It's the final last drop of November, Cody.
That's right. It's one of them weird-ass months with 5 weeks. I love it, though, because we're going to end this shit right. I cannot fucking wait for these reviews today. Yeah, this is going to be one for the record books. I can feel it already. We just started recording. We just started talking. We haven't even popped the shit up. Well, you kind of spit on yours right now. I haven't popped my shit open yet.
I ain't drinking anything.
I can tell you right now, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Adjustment, what the fuck? Damn. I'm still
ladies
drunk.
And adjustments?
Sorry. Forgive me, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, women of all ages, I'm telling you right now, I can feel it right now.
Oh.
This is going to be a banger of an episode.
Oh.
So tune in. Get your popcorn ready. Get your drinks ready.
Oh.
Strap yourself in. Prepare yourself. All I gotta say, continue, Miss Brightwell.
Get your family cruise out in there or whatever. Your family cruise.
I'm trying to say this shit earlier.
Yeah.
Your family jewels. Your family cruise. Wait, what?
Get your. I got some butterscotch candy in my pocket for some reason or whatever. I don't know why. Shit, I got butterscotch candy on me. Shit. I'm gonna dip that in my drink and then eat on it.
I like something. Like an edible. I was like, oh shit. It's like, hey, we getting like that.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on now. Don't
I know it's gonna be that kind of show. Shit.
That's candy, baby. Shit, it's going down. Anyway, people, I am your godfather of whiskey, the godfather himself, whatever, JB.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Damn, it's a whole godfather month right now, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
When you the godfather, you the one at the head of the table cutting that turkey slowly.
That's right. Except I'm not the one cutting turkey. I got people cutting turkey for me.
Yeah.
That's some godfather shit, actually.
I cut it myself because I want people to get small pieces because I want them big.
Oh, actually, that's a good point. That's a very good point. I want like that breast piece, like the juiciest fucking piece,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Something a little bit in the legs. I don't really fuck the wings, the leg or the breast. I like those.
I want right
that's
in the
like.
Middle. You slit that thing, right, that bad boy.
Yeah,
pancake creek ass, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
nice.
Yes.
It's like that crease right there.
Pancake creek ass.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
You just cut what I was saying, Stan.
Oh, yeah. Got all the things there. Well, like Cody said, we got a pretty action-packed show or whatever because this is one of those months that has the 5 weeks in here. I was looking at the month of December getting ready because Armagnac and Cognac month coming up soon or whatever.
Shit. Man, y'all motherfuckers about to get spoiled. Our souls about to get spoiled. Our fucking livers and the people, the ears, about to get spoiled. Because they're all around spoils.
That
everywhere.
First week is my week or whatever, and I get to drop some Armagnac. Then Cody comes in, drops his Armagnac.
Mm-hmm.
And then mix and match that 18th or the 19th or whatever. We dropping that Cognac or / excuse me, Armagnac or whatever.
Yes.
And then that Christmas week.
Tell me more.
That Christmas week, bro. That Christmas.
Tell me more. Oh. Give it to me. Yeah. Give it to me.
That Christmas, baby. You get the best and worst of 2022.
It keeps on giving. The last drop. I'm so happy I want to cry.
On Christmas, you get a dropping.
Oh, my God.
A drop of Godfathers hoisting your
joy to the world that the last drop is here to bless your fucking ears.
Yeah, and if you see me coming down your chimney or whatever, that's because I'm lost.
And also, they already started playing that fucking Christmas music. God damn it. I can't stand that shit. But anyway.
Time to get close to Mariah Carey again.
Oh, Jesus. You know she made $2.5 million a year off of that shit?
Oh, yeah.
I just read that. I think I saw that on Twitter. I was like, oh, I'll be goddamn. Because you literally hear that shit. It makes sense. You literally hit shit everywhere. You can't escape it.
She's a genius. I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has dethroned her from Christmas music.
No.
No, they
I don't think so. No one ever will.
No, I think it's tradition now. You have to play Mariah Carey.
Yeah. If you have a mall, it's in the contract that you have to blurt out fucking blast out. What was the song called? All of Christmas Is You.
All of Christmas, yeah. I have to tell you, I would love to talk to Mariah about that song and just be like, did you put that like, or did your agents put that in a contract? Like Cody just said, if you had a mall, you got to play my song during the holiday. Yeah,
gotta be. And if you can't escape that shit.
And if she says yes, literally, I'm like, you are a fucking genius, Mariah Carey.
It's like that movie. Remember that movie? It Follows. just replace Mariah Carey's song with the weird motherfuckers.
Oh, is that the one where HIV followed you around?
Yeah. That's the easy. Yeah. It's like a metaphor. Yeah.
Fuck that metaphor. That movie was so damn boring. I was like, man, I'd rather just take HIV at this point. Just go ahead.
I was about to say, just dose me up with that shit.
You know what? HIV was a ghost in this movie, people. That movie.
Just pull his resting needle right here. This shit, mom.
HIV was scarier than the T virus in this movie, apparently.
Yes.
Actually, it wasn't even HIV. It was full-blown AIDS in this fucking movie, too. And we so stupid.
Oh, man.
Actually, not even we just stupid. We just didn't give a fuck or whatever at this point, whatever. We walked out thinking, like, what the fuck was that movie about? Only until we got home.
Until we got back to the house to record the shit. You're like, wait a minute, oh.
About what?
That just makes the movie even fucking dumber.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where you should be thankful you had to drive to the theater. Because if you walk to the theater, you wouldn't think about that. But since we had that long, angry drive back home or whatever, that's when we just had to realize, like, wait a minute, was that movie about S.E.?
Yeah, man, I remember Jermaine dragged my ass to this shit. I'm like, Negro, you did not.
I dragged him and the girlfriend. They both were sleeping on my shoulder. I was looking at both of them like,
not just do this shit.
I was like, they both look like sleeping beauties right now, whatever.
Oh my goodness.
I was holding Cody by the throat and saying, swallow.
It made for a great story though. So I can't get too mad.
I don't even remember the story, so I don't know.
what are we telling right now?
I just made that shit up. I don't know. anyway, but yeah, Christmas weekend, you guys are going to get a best and worst of our top 10 best of the year here on the last drop. Mm. Put that disclaimer out there, here on the last drop that we've drank personally on the show to review. And then you'll get like a 3 to 5 worst of list or something like that. I think I can give you 5. I know for a fact I can probably give you 5 or whatever.
I can give you 5. I'll definitely give you 3. Mm-hmm. 5. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when we get there. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. Just stay tuned. You'll figure it out.
So yeah, that's happening right there. So another thing that's happening here on the last drop is we need to talk about is man, so Cody, we got that sponsor now, whatever.
Yeah. We got sponsors and shit now.
Yeah. We gotta be professional and important now, you know. as I sip out of my
be professional.
As I sip out of my sippy cup.
Okay. We'll be Cody and JB professional. We'll say that.
Nah, where are my glasses at? I'm about to be Jermaine.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Jermaine. Mr. Brightwell.
Godfather, no, I won't. But don't do that. That's criminal activity. I guess I can announce it here, or whatever. Yeah,
yes, we can. Yes,
started a partnership with Manscaped. That's at Manscaped.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
anybody knows what Manscaped is? That is the performance packages that reduce for your man, your family jewels down there, whatever.
That's right. Talking about your testicles.
But not just your family jewels, neither. They also do a lot of the male grooming stuff on the
face. Yeah, it's male grooming. Yeah, it's the whole, that's why it's called Manscaped. They hook up the entire man, if you will.
They want you to feel like a clean man.
Yes, a clean, well-groomed man. Make sure you're all fresh and ready to impress.
If I could go ahead and go and give a disclaimer, I was already using Manscaped beforehand. I was using the 3.0. So anyway, they reached out to us and they set us up with the 4.0 package.
That's right.
And
hooked it up.
It's even better than the 3.0.
It is.
It is by far like superior to the 3.0.
I've got to tell you, since using that 4.0 package, my balls have never been happier.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been happier.
Hey, well, you know the motto on that thing. As soon as you open up the box, your balls will thank you.
Yeah, that's right. And they thank them. They're still thanking them, and they're going to keep on thanking them.
Since we're talking about our new sponsor here, I'll go ahead and give my thoughts on there, because we got to now hear a word from our sponsor, if you will, now, Cody.
Yes.
What a way to start the show off. So, Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and hair ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable. And I would know because, Cody, I'm wearing a pair right now.
I know. I wore mine last night. They feel amazing.
No shave.
They feel great. No. Anti-chafe.
Anti-chafe underwear.
Yes.
That's correctly. Mm-hmm. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like the holiday drools.
That's right.
And that thing is also incredible. I love that.
Also product. Amazing.
You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style.
Oh, yeah.
To your
That's
balls.
Good for the road. That's for the road in case of emergencies.
And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless.
Oh, boy, do they.
Waterproof. It comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling nicks or cuts.
Trust me
on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use our promo code, THELASTDROP. That is THELASTDROP, to receive a 20% off on your purchase. And that's on any product that's on manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, now we're also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
And it'll be very, very happy. There you go, folks. So you got no excuse. Hop on manscaped.com right now, actually, if you haven't already, and get your discount and keep your balls nice and tidy. There's all.
So with that said, we want to send a special thanks to Manscaped for entrusting us with promoting their products. They're excellent products here, I gotta say. As I said, the Lawnmower 4.0, which is this beauty right here, and it also comes with the charger and extra blades as well too and stuff. You can even see the ceramic blades on this thing, whatever, so there's no nicks or cuts or anything, pulls like that or whatever. You also, it's easy to remove too as well, by the way. I don't know if anybody has tried to do that as well, but I've been playing around with this thing a lot. You also, in this performance pack, like I said, you get the underwear, but I can't show you that because obviously I'm wearing those things right there. You also get the ball deodorant, as I said earlier, and this thing works wonderful. I mean, if you don't like musty smelling balls or whatever right there, this is the way to go right here. You know, as they say in The Mandalorian, this is the way. So to your balls, this is the way to clean these things. And as Cody stated earlier, the Crop Reviver Ball Retainer, that's just good to have on the road for when you need to get a little spray on there. It's kind of like your travel package cologne that you pull out in the car, you just spray a little real quick, whatever stuff. Well, you got something for your balls now too, whatever. Just make that smell good, because don't nobody want to go on a date with swamp balls.
No, last thing you want. Don't eat that. Don't want swamp balls.
Don't want swamp balls here.
Nobody wants that.
And it comes in a beautiful box and packaging that says, thank you. Your balls will thank you. So, but my favorite product out of the whole thing, it's the nose. I mean, it's the Weed Whacker.
Between that and the, I don't know, just the 4.0 lawnmower. But I think overall, I think the Weed Whacker. Yeah, because it's how versatile it is. And it's like a lot of like nose trimmers I used in the past too. They like nick the fuck out of you.
Yes.
Like you just put it a certain way. Like this one is like real smooth. It's like real skin friendly.
Yeah.
You know? So you don't have to worry about getting nicked and all that. So it's a very nice product.
I was worried about that because Cody's right. Every news, you know, I was like, I was all nervous and shit. I was like, please don't nick me. And sure enough, no nick. And then I started getting deeper in there. I was just like, man, this is real smooth and clean or whatever. Like, I mean, you just go around the edges like it's like, you know, you just like clean out your nose or whatever and stuff. And it's just nice and smooth. I think the reason why also that one's just so lovable to have too is because that one you can do anywhere. You can do it in your car. You can just really do a quick cleanup or anything like that. It is cordless too as well. It comes with a charger on there. Everything's in the package. It's amazing. You can get the 4.0 lawnmower too for, with our promo code, about $65 as well too. So you're saving yourself some money.
Yeah.
And the holiday times is coming around, Cody. So you know we all got them men in our family that don't like shaving.
I'm about to say, perfect gift. Just saying, y'all, 20% discount, kind of adding up to me. I don't know.
I wish Cody didn't
too
shave,
much sense.
Because I'd just be like, here you go. Use this, please. Please use this, you know. Please use this. So manscaped.com, promo code the last drop. Go ahead and sign that up.
There it is. Love it. Man. Love it.
So with that said now. All right, let's talk about our other sponsor. No, we don't have any. This is the sponsor
yet.
Show. Yeah, this is the sponsor yet. Show here. Yeah. There is something else we'll probably talk about next week. I'm still in talks with them, but we'll talk
okay.
about
it. Okay. Whoa. Hey, shit. I like the sound of that. I love the sound of that.
I'm not going to lie. Tuned. I'm staring at this Manscaped problem. Man. You mind if I just give a little trick down?
Oh, yeah, please.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to trim the balls in.
Oh, look, a live trimming.
Just for Cody. All right, Cody. So here's what
I'm lucky I am.
How lucky are you? Yeah, you're very lucky. Yeah, you get to see this thing in action. One day, Cody going to log on to the Zoom. He's just going to see ass.
I was going to see. I'm just going to see your dick in the camera. That's all I'm going to see. Just ass.
Nah, you got to get that. You got to get the ass hair. So you got to go back.
Oh, that's your ass. Yes.
Be like, Cody, you see any more? Is it gone? Whatever.
Hey, it's Jermaine to the left.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. I'll be like, hey, don't get too excited. It might wink at you now. Oh, that's disgusting. that's just.
Oh no! Oh, I don't want anything winking at me.
I wink at you.
Oh no! Please don't.
I wink at you all the time.
Don't fucking wink at me with your asshole. That's not right.
Oh, you don't want that winking. Okay.
That's not right. That's just wrong.
I'm not back there. I don't know what wrong. It was when you are in vicinity. I'm not gonna lie. On Wednesday, when you was in the vicinity, it got a little tight back there.
Okay.
Tight back there. I was like, ooh.
Alrighty.
I didn't watch
raise asshole,
hand.
Everybody.
I didn't watch that hand that you shook all night. Shit, I was like, yeah, that's a clean hand right there.
Oh man, yeah, I hope it's clean.
Yeah, I hope so, shoot. Because
I gotta disrespect myself. I just being in your presence, evidently.
So
I'm just thinking about your winking asshole right now. That's like the only thing.
It does that for some reason. Winks at people and shit. Like, I don't know.
I can't get anything outside my head instead of Jermaine's winking asshole.
It looked like that Rancor monster from Star Wars or whatever.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't have a lot to say about that. Just wow.
I'll tell you this, though. It's perfectly shaved.
I don't know if that makes that better. Honestly, don't.
It doesn't, but still. It doesn't, but it's hot, though, that way. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of hot, me and Cody met up on Wednesday, like I said.
That's right. It's the first time I see this motherfucker in over 2 years.
And like to keep it that way. Anyway, I don't like being seen no more. Who's that chick from the Chappelle Show? I don't like people calling my phone and hanging up, whatever. Yeah, that's. And I don't like seeing people now, whatever. So,
oh shit!
I wish I wouldn't have met him because I found out some bad news that day. My dude got fired.
Oh damn!
Yeah, my man Steve at the Two Madre.
Yeah, you were talking about. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was like, damn. That kind of Steve fucked up my night with that news, whatever. How dare you?
Yeah, it's fortunate.
So this to you, Steve. I mean, he already had like other jobs anyway, so I'm sure he's fine. So
he's good. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Steve will stay afloat.
Yeah, Steve was already working at some other bars and stuff like that. One of his other ones.
He's good.
Steve good or whatever. Apparently, I don't know if they were joking or not, but apparently he got fired because he was giving out free drinks.
Yeah, well, I'll pour one out for Steve later on too. So yeah, don't you worry, Steve. You're gonna be all right.
See you, the man over there. Shit, Steve is the man over there. You know, so we went to Two Madre. We got a quick little drink there, real quick. Mm-hmm. It was a quick drink and two shots.
Yep.
I don't remember what the other one was. It was Patron. Actually, mm-hmm. No, that was a margarita, wasn't it?
I think it was a margarita.
Yeah, that was a margarita. So we had one tequila shot. I don't know what that was, but it was delicious.
That was good.
That was really good.
I forgot to ask
him what was that.
Fuck, that was good, man.
It was really good. So, Two Madre is a
I guess it's a chain because I think it's in two other locations.
Yeah, there's one in West Hollywood, I think, and then there's one in or Westwood. And it might be one in West. I forgot, but yeah,
I think in both actually. I think you're right. I think it's
West Hollywood and Westwood.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a chain plot spot or whatever. They just opened up one in Santa Monica, but I've been going there before they like officially opened because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a cool ass spot, man. I like that spot a lot.
They got a lot of good, going there. Yeah. They got a lot of good mezcal and tequila up in there. So
they do. It's all high quality shit too.
And the food is not bad in there neither. I had a shrimp burrito earlier from them or whatever, and it was pretty damn fire. Cody got a mezcal margarita. I got an horchata with tequila in it.
Oh, man, that was so good.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, that was so good. Ooh. That was one of the best things I've tried this year.
Yeah, because it's like...
That thing is amazing.
I wonder if it's just like regular horchata and just added tequila in it, because I'm like...
I don't think so, neither,
right?
I like, highly doubt that, because that flavor was crazy. I never tasted anything like that at all.
Look, I've drank a lot of horchatas in my time. I haven't had one in a while, but I don't remember it tasting that good. But you can see the little brown flakes they had in there. It was like little cinnamon scars or something like that or whatever.
Yeah, right? I don't know what the fuck was in there, man, but that was... Man. Wow.
I'd love to make that cocktail. Put like one of them little cinnamon sticks in there we talked about last year.
Oh,
that's a damn good holiday drink right there, actually.
That's the perfect holiday drink, actually. I would make that shit every fucking year if I knew the recipe.
Yeah, and I was telling, because it had that little slush feel, like ice on the top of it. It was like slushy style.
It was slight.
When you get to the bottom of the glass, it's all gone. And that slush is there no more. Right, it's just like horchata and liquor. More liquor than horchata.
It's just a well-crafted cocktail just from top to bottom.
And it came from a machine.
Mm-hmm.
I pointed to Cody, I said, that horchata machine right on Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. Man, that thing is damn near gone over there. I've been here twice on a Saturday. That shit is gone. And then they had like, I guess we're doing an old school. We're doing a restaurant/bar review here right now.
Oh, shit. Bringing it back.
Man, let me just go ahead and talk about this place. Now, we only had one drink and some shots.
It was a real quick stop.
But I got to tell you, even for a quick stop, man, and no bias or anything, I would drop a last drop just of how we was treated in there. I mean, we walked in there, people was friendly, ladies was bringing us shots or whatever. The only thing that keeps from that last drop is that goddamn baby that was hollering in there. Whatever. That little motherfucker, he just ruined my...
He knew he was talking about you, too. I looked over and he was looking directly at you.
He put them headphones on quick when I told him to shut the fuck up. I mean, just the way we was treated, everybody was nice as hell. The drinks that they poured us was amazing or whatever. The only thing we didn't get was some food and stuff. But like it's like in the 3 range, 3.5, 3 range or whatever and stuff. I mean, it easily has potential of being a last drop if we would have got like food, been there a little bit longer, maybe went there on a weekend and just chilled or something like that. I love the venue itself. How it has the outside patio, the little bar section, and then obviously the restaurant tables there. The bartender is great. The selection, I know back then we'd be talking about like beers and whiskey or whatever, but like, you know, now that we've dived into the tequilas and mezcals or whatever, you know, this is it's a damn good little small tequila mezcal bar. If you want to just go and get a quick drink real quick.
Absolutely.
I don't know what we drank and that shot he gave us. That was a sipper. That wasn't no shot. That was delicious.
No, it was not a shot.
that was
a bona fide sipper. Yeah, that's a great way to put it, actually.
And maybe I can even drink some Patron again, Cody, but that Patron margarita was fucking delicious. I don't remember tasting like that at all.
It was whatever margarita mix they used. I'm pretty sure it was like made from the ground up, whatever mix that was. Mm-hmm. That shit was good.
It was green, so.
Yeah, it was some green shit, yeah.
Yeah, it was a green liquid or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were just going around passing it out to everybody for free. Yeah. I mean, really, we only paid for the one drink. The other two drinks we got was just on the house and stuff. So as far as treatment goes, man, I don't think... And granted, we haven't done too many of them because, you know, obviously the pandemic had happened or whatever and stuff. So we haven't been gone out as much. But as far as both of us being out together somewhere, that's probably the second best we've ever been treated somewhere next to Barcode. I can't remember.
I would say so.
Up like that. I don't remember that spot in Brea hooking us up at all. I mean, matter of fact, they had some weird ass prices, except for the Booker's 30, which still blows my fucking mind. That Booker's 30 was the cheapest thing in the thing. I was just like, all right, maybe they just don't know. R Bar, I don't remember them hooking us up like that. I'm trying to think of some. Oh, the spot in Laguna didn't hook us up, but
Yeah, we went in and they showed us love. We ain't shown love like that together since Barcode. So, and Barcode continue to show love. So we always love those dudes.
Oh, yeah, always love Barcode.
Yeah, yeah. Barcode, they ain't change their fucking hours. change your fucking hours.
You hear that, Rich?
Yeah, hey, Rich, change them fucking hours, whatever. I don't care who you got to work up in there or whatever and shit. If I want to come at noon, I want to come at noon. Shit, all right. Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm just sitting at the laptop working, whatever. You're like, you know what sounds good right now? It's 12 o'clock, but some Barcode. Oh, they don't open till 7. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? By 7 o'clock, I've already eaten dinner, Rich, or whatever. It's dinner's done. I'm not even hungry no more. I don't even want anything.
Yeah, you got to cater to Jermaine's needs and Jermaine's needs only, sir.
Thank you.
What the fuck you doing?
Thank you. Because, like, Garden Grove is far.
Yeah, it's far. Yeah.
I mean, it's a drive. Mission. It's a mission to get there, whatever. Like, every time I feel like going there, I'm looking at hotels. Like, I just stay here, to be honest.
Think about the gas mileage, Rich.
You don't think about me enough, Rich, and that's a shame. Yeah. Whatever, because you know,
the selfish bastard.
And I love you, Rich, but like you being really selfish towards me. You know, you tolerating all these other friends and stuff like that. When they all leave you, guess who'll still be there?
Exactly. Think about that. Think about that. Just rest on that.
Last drop, they'll always be there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always.
Gave you a last.
Always and forever.
Don't you forget that neither. It gave you a last drop.
Matter That's fact, right.
There's a new Yelp out there. It's called The Last Drop. Shit. You check it. Oh, that app, Rich?
Yeah. Okay,
Rich. Yeah, download that
Look
shit.
Look it up. Download it. It's on the App Store.
You're the only restaurant on that, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because the only way you can make it on there is you got to get a last drop.
You got to get a last drop.
You got to get a last drop.
Yeah. Hey, last drop certified.
You, Madre, you'd have got that too if you brought that kid up in there.
I'm sick with the last drop for that. That ain't their fault. You know, that's like shit that's out of their control.
All right, you know, so we're gonna fire Cody after today, whatever. He just turned coded on me. I dare you.
Not the first time.
That's not true, whatever. Shit. I don't know how many times you've been fired and rehired.
That's true.
Sipping on my soda here. I found an old video of I swear it looked like Art of Lunatic. I sent it to him and said, and the dude was, it was like 2009. It was like somebody doing an Instagram retro video or whatever. And they were like doing some dance and some old school hip hop, whatever. And like they had baggy clothes on with that backwards cap on or whatever. And they were talking about, let me get two more of them Incredible Hulks. I sent that to Lunatic and said, I remember the first time I told Cody to get an Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, that was.
I don't even remember what was in that. Was that Hypnotic and Hennessy?
I think it did contain some sort of Hypnotic. I think Hennessy was in there. It might have some mush in there too. All I know is an interesting drink. That's all I have to say about that. I don't think I've had it since.
I think you said, well, I don't even know if they make that anymore. Yeah. I think if you went to a bartender and said, let me get an Incredible, they look at you and be like, yo, you old school dog. Like you looking to get fucked up. You're not looking to hang out here. Like you need to go down that way or whatever. I got to be honest. I think that was your same reaction when you sipped it too. You was just like, that was interesting.
Yeah. I'm like, it has its purpose. Not much I can say. It definitely has its purpose.
He never said neither, people, if it was like bad or good. He just went, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's still how I feel about it. It's interesting. Interesting drink. Very interesting cocktail. You can call it a cocktail. Whatever the fuck it is.
He just mixes some shit, honestly.
That's it, basically.
I got to be honest with you. Hypnotic. Is there any alcohol percentage in that at all? I remember that.
It's called Hypnotic for a reason. It's going to leave your ass hypnotic.
Oh, okay. I didn't do that to me or whatever. It just tastes like sugar water. I thought it was like some.
It's going to leave you hypnotic one way or another.
I thought it was glowing in the dark Kool-Aid, to be honest, when I first saw it.
What the fuck did I just drink?
That was the inception of Stella Rosa before it came out.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's funny because I bought my family some Stella Rosa brandy. Obviously, I ain't drinking that. But
I didn't even know they had brandy.
Yeah, I brought it up on the show not too long ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
I vaguely remember that.
It's funny because the dude at Total Wine, he looked at me because he knows me. He just like, so you drinking flavored brandy? I said, bro, it ain't for me. He said, he's like, that's going to show up if you put your phone number in on your points. I just looked at him and was just like, I said, can you buy it for me or whatever? And just like use my number and pretend like I wasn't here.
And he's like, nah, I want to see you at the cash register with that. Because he said, I know that shit's embarrassing for you. I was like, it is. But the whole family, now granted, they from like Louisiana and Washington or whatever. Now granted, they do drink a little bit of the bourbon too. So one of my cousins, he knew his thing. But they all enjoyed that Stella Rosa brandy. And I was thinking for the longest, maybe I need to pour a glass. Because that bottle, I got them. I only got one of them because I couldn't. Funny enough, you can't even find the other two, Cody. They sold out.
Like, oh shit.
Yeah. Okay. It's sold out, whatever. And you know what? Fuck it. Next week I'm gonna put it on the show. We doing Armani and going. I'm gonna just bring it in here, do a little quick
show. Oh, yeah, yeah. A little quick review. Yeah.
I'm gonna do a quick of that. I better do it before
Yeah, why not?
Better do it before that bottle goes empty because I bought the one tropical, I think it's called Tropical Passion or something like that, or whatever. Man, they were trying to hide this damn bottle at this Total Wine. They said, oh, I think it's in the back, hidden somewhere or something like that. And I was like, y'all hiding bottles and damn. All right. So the whole family loved this damn bottle. And I know they loved it too, out of town family or whatever. I know they loved it too, because that bottle was damn near half empty. I ain't never seen a bottle be drink from none of these fools go down that fast or whatever. I was like, is it really that good? Like, I'm thinking here sitting for long. I saw them pouring it yesterday, and I was like looking and going like, all right, maybe I want a shot of this now because I need to taste this or whatever. Like, just like, it's just smooth and flavorful. That's what they kept telling me. I don't know if first of all, I don't like flavor dark liquor. All right, let's just knock that
out. Yeah, additives in my liquor, period. I just, no.
I don't want that.
That's
at all.
That's enough for me, dog.
Yeah, it's dark liquor and hell to the no. Hell to the no. Hell no. I don't want none of that shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. The one thing I know about Stella Rosa wine is it's sugary as hell. It's just sugar water. I've drank the wine before.
Oh, yeah. It's just fruit juice. Yeah, that's all it is. It's just, It tastes nothing like actual wine.
No, it's literally a dessert wine with extra sugar and syrup, corn syrup and stuff like that. Maybe some flavor. They'd probably squeeze the watermelon into it or something like that. And the brandy, look, I'm not a brandy connoisseur. Maybe flavored brandy is a thing that is okay compared to like flavored whiskey, because flavored whiskey, they even got a whole selection of flavor. That just blows my mind. There's a whole category of flavored whiskey. I'm just like, it's all the shittiest whiskey I ever knew. But maybe flavored brandy is a little bit better. I don't know. I guess it would make sense because most of that stuff is made from fruits or whatever. So maybe it's just not that bad as it is whiskey, because whiskey is not, it's not necessarily their main ingredients. But when it comes to brandies and the cognacs and Armagnacs or whatever and stuff, they're actually made from fruits. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not a flavor added into it. They actually come from like grapes and all that stuff. So maybe it's not that bad. And we're going to find out next week how the Stella Rosa tropical. Shit, Cody doing his review of his beard. I might sneak out and go grab that mother.
Yeah, baby.
Not really.
I'm gonna knock it out. It's up to you. I don't know.
Yeah, but either way though. So that's my non-listening of the or non-sipping of the Stella Rosa brandy review there. So
okay, there you go. There you go. I'm looking forward to hearing that review. I'm very interested to find out what the hype is all about.
That bottle's empty.
I want to see what the hype is all about. I want to see.
I do too. Hey, I'm not a brandy. Yeah. I don't know what goes in brandy. I don't know anything about brandy. I got to be honest with you. I
just know it has something to do with apples, right? Am I mistaken?
You might be right. I'm not sure. Now
I don't fucking know, but I think.
I remember brandy being, when I was younger, like the older gentleman drink. Like I remember like all the dads and the older men would drink it, whatever stuff, you know, on occasion and stuff. But I never knew like the brands that they were drinking or something like that. Isn't E&J a brandy?
I have no idea, honestly. Might be. So, I do not know.
So December might become cognac, Armagnac, and brandy month at this point. Whatever.
Yeah, well, fuck it. Aren't they on the same like family tree anyway, right? So
yeah, they kind of are.
Yeah.
Yeah, E&J is a brandy. Okay.
Okay.
That's old school right there, too. Cody, you can get a VSOP bottle, $8.99, a 750 milliliter at Target.
Oh, wow. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, you can get a 1.75 liter, Cody, at Target for $20. And then you can get the VSOP bottle, 750 for $10.99. It got vanilla flavor in it. Maybe you feeling a little special though, Cody. You want to get that XO E&J?
$12.49.
Oh shit, the XO. That's all you had to say.
Hey, Cody, they even got Christmas sweaters of it too.
Christmas sweaters.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, personalized. Oh, personalized too. Ain't that a big shot?
Wow. Look. Oh, wow. Literally. Wow. What the? Okay.
He and Jay ain't playing around, Cody. Shit.
Evidently not.
Why does that look like a cowboy sweater?
Kind of did, right?
It kind of does, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, man. E&J Brandy XO / Brandy and Cognac, $24.99 at Tour de So, hey, well, there you go then. So, E&J, you know what? Let me look up. I'm going to just quickly type that in. Rare Brandy. All right. Let's see. What comes up? Armagnac comes up.
So, I think, oh, wait, hold on.
Wait,
let me see Brandy. Because is Brandy like the head of the tree, and then it spreads out like Cognac, Armagnac?
I think Cognac was.
Like or is it Cognac? I don't fucking know.
I know Remy Martin is a Cognac Brandy. Remy Martin, by the way. It's been a while since I've had some Remy Martin. Probably since 2014 when I had the condo. I remember I went to my buddy's Christmas party and I took a bottle of Remy Martin there because he loves Remy Martin. And I had like a limited edition bottle from when I was traveling overseas when I went to Italy or whatever. That shit is strong, yo. That shit is like... I think I took one sip of that. I just said,
So I just looked it up here. So it is. So Brandy is the originator, and then it spawns off into Cognac and Armagnac, depending on the region. So that's what it is. There's Grappa and Pisco. So Brandy is like the, I guess like the Godfather spirit, and then it branches off. Gotcha. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
They say what's the fruits that entail under it?
Yeah, they say it could be usually it's grapes, but they also say it could derive from apples, apricots, peaches, and other fruits.
Sound like every other goddamn Armagnac, Cognac, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's some vanilla in there too, I assume, though.
Yeah.
Brandy is more richer, it says. More textural and less industrial. That is better known. Oh, then it's better known competitor, Cognac. Well, damn. I like richer. I wish I was richer.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Don't we all, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Best for sipping is the Camus XO Borderies. It's bright floral aromas come through in this brandy, but the palate is far more wintery, fruity, round, and mellow. All right. Best apple brandy. Osocalis apple brandy. This bottle from distiller Dan Farber strikes the perfect balance between sweet and tart. So maybe flavored brandies is, I mean, that really ain't like a taboo thing to do when it comes to Stella Rosa brandy or whatever compared to whiskey. I think it's taboo as fucking whiskey, to be honest. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. Flavored, no. Just,
yeah. So,
no.
Brandy, it seems like it's okay, I guess. It's not as bad here. So, I mean, I guess I'll be trying that next week then, or maybe I'll try it sometime this week and be like, yeah, Cody's not that bad actually.
Yeah, okay. I'm just curious to see how you react to it. I'm just curious.
So with that said, I'm looking forward to next month. I think this is going to be my favorite month of the year.
It might be the best month of the year. I have a great feeling about it. I have a really good feeling about it. It's going to be a lot of variety, a lot of banger pours. That's all I know. Oh, and then the top 10 list too. Oh, come on now.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. I don't think either of us can realize what's about to come on there, but it's about to be hot right now.
Oh yeah, I don't think anybody's ready. I don't think anybody's ready for this shit.
Yeah. So with that said, anyway, Cody, what are we sipping on today, man? I mean, you know,
talking. So this is gonna be the final beer of the year, and I don't think there's a better way to do it. You know, this time of year is always Black Friday. You know what Black Friday means? I mean, it's Bourbon County Friday.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say JB Black.
JB. Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah, JB Black. Yeah. That's my new brandy coming out, by the way. JB Black XO.
That sounds kind of cool. I ain't bullshitting you.
JB Black XO. You know,
it's like a clone.
Yeah, Black. Yeah. Some VSOP shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Look for that VSOP variant. Yeah. Yeah. I can see that commercial now, just chilling with a glass. Some VSOP shit.
Yeah. JB Black.
I'm gonna be like Diddy with the shirt unbuttoned or whatever, just And I'm gonna
be like one of the real chic commercials. Yeah, all stylish and shit.
It's gonna be. I'm gonna wear like a whole silk outfit.
Yeah,
you're gonna see me walking barefoot mm-hmm. for some reason. Just yeah, like,
you got some fine ass girl in a white dress next to you and shit.
And for some reason, I'm gonna have sunglasses on, and she's just gonna be trying to talk to me, and I'm just gonna be like VSOP shit.
Mm-hmm.
People gonna be like, I don't know hilarious. What the fuck happened in that commercial, but I want some VSOP now. Oh, but your Black Friday, yes.
Yeah, man, because you know, as I said, Black Friday means Bourbon County Friday, and therefore I must open up these wallets, empty these pockets, and splurge on the Bourbon County. And this year, my friend, this year, I'm so glad we get to end the beer scene this year off of this one. This is not just any regular old Bourbon County. No. This is the 30th anniversary. Bourbon County, right here. This used to. Go ahead.
Did you only get one?
I only got one. This is the only one I got. Damn. Yeah, it's the only one I got. I was we had to do on the show. I had to save it for the show, so this had to happen. They used to. They only originally only used to serve this at the brew pub out in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So this is a special treat. I don't know if this is ever going to get made again. So this is their, it's their 30th anniversary, stout. So what this is, it's a blend of four different batches of, Bourbon County aged in four different types of barrels. So, one of them is Basil Hayden. The other one is Booker's, another one is Baker's, and the final one is Knob Creek. So what they do, they take all of those, barrels and they blend them together to make this bad boy right here. Mm-hmm. I'm looking very much forward to this.
That's the only Bourbon County you bought this year too, ain't it?
I bought this one. I got a regular too. I get a regular. So I heard the regular is great this year too, which I'm not shocked by.
I gotta tell you, there was a lot of good Black Friday sales when it came to the liquor. Yeah. I was like, damn. I was like,
well. Yeah, man. So this presentation's already on point, as you can see. Fucking grade A presentation.
Mm-hmm. But right unfortunately, here. People, I'm lazy nowadays. I don't wait in nobody lines and none. I wasn't doing that shit.
I lucked out, dude, because they were selling one of my go to bottle shops out here, Blackbeard's, Elves and Crafts.
Oh yeah,
or something like that. Yeah. I went up there, no line, it was chill, and it had plenty. I had a good amount of shit too. They even had like 2018 Bourbon County too. They always hook up with the Bourbon County. So
I saw two stores online. Before they motherfuckers even opened, they had a line mm-hmm. around the corner. I was just like, yeah, I ain't going that much. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of good price whiskey and stuff like that, too, and beer and all that. And I was just I'm not waiting in nobody's line. I ain't doing I ain't doing any of that shit. So
yeah, so it comes with a cool little tag here. And actually, this is rare for a beer. It's like a mash bill.
beer. It's got a mash bill. It's got 14% rye in there.
Yeah, as 36% of this is the
corn.
Booker's.
Oh.
33% is the Knob Creek. 17% is the Basil Hayden, and then 14% is the Baker's.
I'm waiting for Four Roses mash bill in there. Like, it got like 32% OBSK in there.
About to break the seal on this bad boy. Oh,
Four Roses,
God,
is like
I am
the biggest fucking mash bill fuckery I've ever seen. Or whatever. Like they
woo. Smell the bottle already.
Yeah, that smells like stank, don't it? Put some stank
ooh,
on it.
Ooh, it's that good stank. It's that good stank.
But not the stank that you use when you use Manscaped, because that smells really good.
That smells great.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's anti-stank right there.
Yeah.
Mm. Typical Bourbon County looking in glass. Got a nice amount of head on that bad boy, too. Yeah, nice.
I like it.
Head on there. Dark, pretty much opaque, almost.
I love it.
Hey, like no highlights in this motherfucker. That shit is black as fuck.
And when you use Manscaped, the head is much better.
Ooh. Man, this is like a ton of cocoa powder in the nose. Nice, rich Baker's chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
How much you pay for that, by the way?
Ooh, I don't even know. I think it was like around like $40 or some shit like that, maybe.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's cheaper than the damn
40 and 50. Yeah.
Damn, shit. Like that's cheaper than like the single Blanton's or Weller variants that they be doing and shit. That's just usually like $70.
You get a slight tinge of alcohol in the nose, which you should. I forget. What is the percentage on this thing?
It's gotta be like, you know, 9 to 10.
Oh man, what is hold on?
It should be in there. Come on. Look on that mash bill.
Oh, 14.4% alcohol.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Mm.
Oh, chocolatey.
Oh, I get a little bit of fruit, like a dark red fruit too.
I'm gonna call.
We need off the chocolate too.
I'm gonna call that the Wesley Snipes pour.
Ooh. You can tell, all Bourbon County is always rich and decadent, but this smells like that kind of. But it's like a deeper, more what's the word I'm looking for? Roasting, more robust
JB,
kind of.
That's the word you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm thinking more JB,
like a roasty JB, like
like
a toasty, smell good, roasty JB,
like a savoriness to it,
like a chocolate savory box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like me.
Mm. Oh. Wow. Oh, wow. 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 Wow.
Oh, wee. Oh,
wow.
Break it down for us. Come on.
Wow.
Wowie wow.
Wow.
All right. That's his review. Hope you enjoyed it.
Okay. Hold on.
Damn. I was going to ask you if it's better than that double barrel Goose Island you had.
Ooh.
It don't look like it's good in that way.
Mm-mm. You know, there's a lot of good flavor in here. I will say that.
There's
a lot of good flavor in here.
Oh, where's the butt now? But
a lot of good flavor. But
you're breaking my heart.
You know how we're on the show, folks. You know what makes the top the creme de la creme.
As the macho man would always say.
Yes.
The creme de la creme. I am the cream of the top.
We like that lasting power. We like the finish.
Yeah, I love the finish.
And this right here.
Oh, don't say it, Cody.
Is unfortunately, I hate to say it. Oh. I really do hate to say it.
Oh.
It is not giving me a lingering finish. It's just.
Oh. Keep sipping on it. Maybe it'll change. Oh.
I'm hoping so. Right now, I have to say I am. I'm quite disappointed in this beer.
Underwhelmed, Ming?
Yeah, I'm underwhelmed.
I will say, price-wise, it's not bad, though. $40, I mean, you know.
Man, the flavor's really good, man. It's really good. It's just, it dissipates almost instantaneously. It's like a flash. Whoop, and then gone.
Oh, I don't like that. Oh, that's like
I do like on the flavor you get like more like a caramel like toffee kind of thing going on too, which wasn't in the aroma, so that's nice.
Any nougat in there?
No, not really. No, it's no nougat. Mm-hmm. No. I will say this though, the mouthfeel is very nice, very creamy, very smooth. I love that.
Well,
great mouthfeel. Great mouthfeel. Great. I love that mouthfeel.
Well, so great on that shit.
Mouthfeel is last drop. I love the mouthfeel on that.
Yeah, we don't break down categories. So,
hey, up front, chocolate, biggest chocolate. It's not boozy at all either. That's pretty cool. Not boozy at all. This is 14%. Pretty easy sipper.
Man.
Yeah, pretty easy sipper.
I kind of get that with a lot of the bourbon counties I've had or whatever. You know, they're not really that boozy.
It's not really boozy. Yeah, cause you know, like some of these like higher percentage beers or high for beer at least, you kind of like this kind of booziness. If you go up for boozy, you probably want to drink a fucking bourbon or something. You really go for beer to get alcohol.
With all those combination of bourbons that they put in there, they got to drop that booze like really low on there. So they probably condensed a lot of that, especially with like you said Booker's and Knob Creek was in there too.
Knob Creek. Yeah.
Yeah. They had probably dropped that like heavily and put more flavor to that thing because that Booker's and Knob Creek alone would be like, all right, that's a little overpowering. Yeah.
Get a little bit of vanilla overtones, a little bit of that classic Bourbon County Barrel character. With the woodiness and all that,
unimpressed as fuck right now.
I'm very impressed. And you know, it's crazy, dude. I listened to a couple of reviews on this, and some people even said like their OG, just regular Bourbon County, is better than this. So I have heard.
Damn.
That. Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Brother. It's wow. I don't know what else to say. It's good. It's not great. Would I spend $40 in this game? Fuck no. Hell no.
Is that why the original Bourbon County tastes better? Because it's half off of that and whatever? And it tastes better?
It actually probably has a more of a lasting, lingering fucking finish. This is just air. Boop! I'm doing a fucking vanishing act. Like, it's a fucking magic show or something. Like,
I ain't had as much Bourbon County as you, but I don't remember ever a short finish on the motherfucker. They usually got nice medium length finishes.
Like it's good. It's a really good barrel-aged beer. That's about it.
Aftertaste on it, at least.
Yeah, it's like a lingering of like that, kind of like that. No, like that chocolate, a little bit of that bitterness. Like
cocoa bitterness.
Yeah, like, yeah, a little bit of that cacao kind of thing going on.
That cacao.
A little bit of that, that kind of like dark, deep, almost like burnt caramel kind of thing.
Like,
but it's
cocaine.
Just, it's almost faint. But that's about it, though. It's like, there's literally no finish on this fucking thing.
Damn, that's terrible.
None. And I let it warmed up too, been warming up for a while, so there's no excuse. It's been opening up.
That's terrible.
Yeah, this might be my most disappointing pour this year, honestly. Yeah. Damn. This might be one of the worst bourbon counties I've ever had, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, I wish you would have had that Weller one with me now.
Yeah, this is disappointing, man.
Because that was really disappointing. I felt the same way. That Weller one was fucking disappointing. I was like, man, I fucking had to have a buddy ship this for me.
I did. This is just literally just another barrel-aged stout. That's all this is.
And you know what I've come to learn with Bourbon County, and you probably can correct me because you've had way more than I have, though. Because the ones I've had more was the variants. It feels like the variants are not that much better than the original OG ones.
Some they usually aren't. They're usually like, just for show and just have fun with it. But usually at the end of the day, I always settle in on the OG Bourbon County. That's always my go-to. Yeah. You never go better than that. And I think that's still pretty much the fucking case.
I like when they have fun, though. But it's like, from what it sounded like what you drink, and when I had the Weller one, it sounded like they don't have fun with it, though. They just like slap together some shit and you're like,
yeah, hey, it's just it. Like Bourbon County is just such a main staple of the craft beer game. It's like one of those things, you just don't touch it, just don't fuck with it, just leave it alone. Like, if you're gonna do something with it, do something cool, like Bourbon County Rare,
yeah,
amazing. The Double Bell Bourbon County, the greatest beer I've ever tried, fucking amazing. This,
I think at this point now, they should just get funky with it. Just get funky with it. Just fuck around. Throw some pineapple in that motherfucker. Throw a motherfucker way off.
I'm sticking to OG Bourbon County. Just do whatever the fuck you want. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was going to buy that Elijah Craig and Blaine's one or whatever after the Weller one, but after having the Weller one, I didn't really want to buy no more of those. I was just like, man, that doesn't feel like it's worth
it. Yeah, man, I think that's off the show. I mean, like, exclusive barrels and shit, that don't mean shit.
Yeah.
Clearly, they fucking aged these and four barrels of blended shit. And it's giving me nothing the original county, Bourbon County does, if not, does that even better.
Was 34%, was it?
36%, 36% Booker's.
You taste any of the Booker's in there?
No, because I'm going to get Booker's has that classic like peanut kind of thing going on. I'm not really getting much of that.
I was going to say, you got
to. And the knob kind of has like that kind of high rye character, and I'm not getting much of that either. So, no, Knob Creek kind of had like a little bit of pink nuttiness too. I'm not getting much nuttiness.
Yeah, Knob Creek got that sweet though, that sweet caramel, high rye.
And that I will get. It is a pretty sweet beer. Like, the more I sip on it, it's sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is
a last.
This is a dud for me, man. This is a dud for me.
Is that gonna make your worst of list?
It might, just based off the hype and the buildup and what this should be and what it turned out to be.
I just want to put a comment out there, by the way, people. Mm-hmm. When you hear our worst of list, don't go like, really, is that where? Mm-hmm. A worst of list also could include, I had built this up in my head to be better than what it was, and it was completely let down. So, like, if you hear me put something on there, like, I don't know, just throwing a Shinx 2022 on there or whatever and be like, man, that was like, I was expecting higher up than better than that than this. And it came out to that. So, but I'm just throwing that out there for everybody so that I don't have to hear shit. Be like, really? That's on your worst of list? So like, yeah, I hyped this up and hunted down for it and shit. You realize the work I had to put in to get this? So, I want to throw that out there if Cody throws this on his worst of list. But, motherfucker had to go wait in the Black Friday line to go get this bottle.
Yeah, I wait in Black Friday and then have the hype. The build up being, oh, this is 30th anniversary ale. This is going to be the big one. And then it turns out to be another fucking barrel-aged stout. Fuck out of here. Sorry, I'm a little angry.
I think your palate is ruined ever since you had that double barrel.
Hey, it really has been. That shit fucked me up for life.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
I think your beer life is over, son.
What is all said and done, man, it's good. It's not bad beer flavor-wise, but it's just another barrel-aged style, man. It's good at two. It's going to fucking two.
It would probably be higher, I assume, if the price was cheaper, because it'd be a good everyday pour, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But this shit is like between $40-$50. Fuck off.
Yeah. It's only released one time a year. So
fuck that.
I assume after the holidays, once that if you see any more of those sitting on the shelf, that's just going to be like $80 more.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, people want to oversell this shit and get to the hype and all that. Be gullible as fuck. I hope y'all listen to this shit. Like, I'm hoping so y'all can avoid my mistake. Don't buy this shit. Just buy regular Bourbon County. Please.
You know, this was the whole.
I plead with you.
This was like 50% of why we started the show. 50% of it was because we just wanted to drink and have a good time with each other. And then the other 50% was like, we're going to make y'all save some money by not buying bullshit.
And it sucks. I almost feel obligated to finish this beer. I didn't want to finish this shit. Like, I want to move on to the next thing.
Nah,
like,
you spent $40. Now you better finish that goddamn bottle. Too. Yeah. I ain't give you no quarter raise just for that.
At least I get a little buzz off of this. I haven't eaten today, so I'll get that much at least.
I feel like you'll get hungry as shit eating all that chocolate.
I'm hungry as fuck. I'm gonna give me a shrimp burrito after this shit.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I was gonna say, them Bourbon Counties, they so fudgety and chocolatey, they make you hungry. I'm sorry to hear that. He you give him that a 2?
I am mad. I'm really mad. Holy shit, I can feel it. I'm like really mad at this shit, man.
I feel like you've been mad a lot lately the past 2 months.
I have been mad. God damn. Fuck. Man, next month, man, I swear to God. swear to God.
Hey, at least last week, didn't we both give last drops?
Oh, yeah, we did. We did. Yeah. That was good. Yeah. Thank God I still had one of those bottles through the breakfast out. Oh, man, that shit my jam. Fucking love that beer.
By the way, that Sierra Nevada thing. That's at Costco. You can get that in the big 36 pack or whatever.
Oh, did my celebration?
Yeah, celebration one.
Oh, yeah. Pick that up, people. That's a great fucking beer. Pick that shit up.
I saw that at Costco for the big pack or whatever, but I didn't want the big pack. I wanted just one of the regular, like you said, six
pack. Yeah, a little sixer. Yeah, 4 pack, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't got no room in the fridge for that.
Eldridge, man, I hope you're poor better than this shit, man, right now.
Well, you know me, sir. I like to keep it in the when I do my months, I usually keep it in the family.
I keep it
in the family, you know. So I opened up with Barrel Proof, which I had to go off strong after Mezcal Month, because Mezcal Month was just a fucking dud to me or whatever. That was like that was like, ooh, especially that last one I had. I forgot, what was it, the Bozal, and I think I said it.
Oh, yeah.
Official. Yes. Fuck, whatever. I was like, yo, fuck this drink, dude.
That one funny as fuck your reviews, man.
I ain't been that pissed off in a drink in so long now. Like, it's been quite a few years or time, I would say. Because, you know, we kind of went on this rampage, especially last year, where we just wasn't drinking bullshit. Now we're in this phase where we're taking chances again. And
we're taking chances. And that's the thing about taking chances. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Roll the dice.
And that Mezcal, but that might have been the worst fucking month I think we've ever.
It might have been the worst month, yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty fucking bad. Yeah. So I had to go strong with the Colonel Taylor Barrel Proof. I was like, yo, that fucking Bozal pissed me off. That shit was horrible, yo. I had people texting me, why are you so angry? Like, it's just like, you drink that shit and not be angry, okay? Like, and I spent $70 on that bottle or something like that. I was just like,
man, not to go on a slight tangent. I never thought I would be grudgingly finishing a fucking Bourbon County. Like, I don't want to finish this.
I see you pouring it like angrily too. You just like, I hate this. Whatever. I noticed ever since I started talking shit about one of these store picks I bought, that store unfollowed me on Instagram. So fuck that store even more or whatever.
I can kiss your ass then. Kiss my ass too. Fuck them.
Yeah. You went to that store one time and they fucked you when you had left. I don't want to say that.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Fuck that store then.
Fuck that store or whatever.
You don't follow the motherfuckers right now. Like, I'm so following.
They had some good shit this weekend too, whatever. But they had a line or whatever. I was like, oh, they unfollowed me. Oh. That's interesting.
Oh yeah, I think they're selling shit like actual prices.
Yes.
Like a day.
Yes.
I think I saw that.
I was crazy because everybody's like, oh, you gonna head down? I was like, dude, you expect me to wait in that line? And then show up with nothing.
On that. Yeah, you got a bunch of good shit anyway. They ain't got shit you need anyway. So I was like, what the fuck?
Those are shit they already have.
That would be a point for you. Yeah.
And trust me, it would be great to show up and get price stuff at that price, but at the same time, you see that line. You ain't walking out of there with shit.
It ain't worth it, dude.
There's no, I had to tell, but I'm not doing no more of that, like,
rushing out of the house, in the car, driving.
Yeah, it's so fucking pointless, bro.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous, dude. You can find good alcohol everywhere. You gotta wait in line for shit.
Not only that, if you really want to drink it, you can go to a bar.
Oh, that too. That's probably the best way to do it, if I'm being honest.
The bars have stepped their game up here in LA.
They have so much now.
So
yeah, they really have.
So if you really wanted to try some shit, you can go to a bar.
Yeah, just go to a fucking bar. You don't need a whole bottle anyway. Because you think we can even split it with and just keep it, just store the shit. Like, just fucking go to the bar. Yeah.
I kind of been in my, especially this year. Anyway, I've only been purchasing like four bottles. I think I've mainly been protecting or collecting is Michter's products, Buffalo Trace, obviously, because Colonel Taylor and Weller, Blue Run, and there's another Michter's, blah, blah, blah.
There's a couple bottles I would want to get, like that Blue Run, like that fucking what was the one?
Cash Strength.
Okay, there you go. That shit, yes. I went for that shit. Now I'm just like, I'm on my red wine chaos. I was sick with the fucking red wine. That's all I need to buy. You can find that shit everywhere. So I'm just like, I'm good with that, bro.
Well, that's the one thing about venturing into these other spirits or whatever. It's just easier to get your hold of, whatever. And like, I'm too old to be putting this work in.
Yeah, I'm not trying to stress over getting that fucking alcohol, dude. Come on, man. We too old for this shit.
Costco got some shit coming in the Bay Area. My buddy who's texting me, he lives out there. He's like, yo, hit up your Costco, get this coat. And I just said, dude, I ain't doing all that shit. I'm not doing all that shit. He's like, why not? I was just like, dude, I'm not doing that shit. I was like, yeah, because you want me to call them goddamn stores daily, first of all, just to get a fucking code.
It's such a fucking hassle, dude, to get alcohol. Just take away all the hype and all the mystique and other shit. It's a drink.
Yeah.
It's a fucking drink.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, man.
It's so crazy. I'm not doing all that work no more. Yeah, first of all, I don't have time. Stupid. Bars are great out here if you need a pour of it and stuff
really
like that.
They are. Yeah,
if you really like it, then that's when you go on the hunt for that bottle. You'd be like, all right, I'll type it in, see if it comes up with the prices, see if I want to spend it. But other than that, so I went with the Barrel Proof. I mean, I got like three of those this year.
Barrel Proof, nice.
Yeah, I love that Barrel Proof. And then we went to the Single Barrel last week. Man, that just stays consistently good. So now this week I'm drinking. I was gonna crack open one of the beers that they had or whatever and shit like that, but I was running last minute here or whatever and shit, so I didn't prepare for that at all, to be honest. So I just pulled out the Colonel Taylor small batch or whatever, you know.
Oh, okay, very nice.
Yeah, pulled out.
Quick tangent. I had a pour of a single barrel a couple of nights ago, man. You know, it's always good to be single barrels. Ooh, I do not.
Oh, okay.
I do not, unfortunately. But man, it was delicious.
Doesn't matter. They all.
I've never had a bad Colonel Taylor pour ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I you know, it's funny because my family was just like, we were doing a tasting and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them about it. They're from New Orleans and stuff. And they were telling me about some distilleries and stuff. And where I gave them some Colonel Taylor Barrel Proof and some single barrel and a small batch or whatever. And we were just talking about it. They were just like, now Blanton's is the homesteady of Buffalo Trace. I was like, that's the most popular one, but the most consistent popular / taste good, never have a complaint with it, is the Taylor, E.H. Taylor. He's bottle of bond or whatever.
Not
going
wrong with it.
You know, all the bottles are great that I've had, at least.
And small batch, you actually find small batch, which is cool. And it's always delicious. Always.
I got like seven bottles of the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got them all at Total Wine.
I was like about 40, 50, something like that.
I got them for 43. So 43. I gave away two to a coworker because she absolutely loves small batch Colonel Taylor. And she said she almost dropped down and spent $70 for it. I gave her two bottles because she was about to go on vacation. I said, here, take two bottles. I should have said, take two bottles and call me in the morning. take two of these and call me in the morning. What the fuck was that? That's Batman and Robin quote, people, by the way.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Mr. Freeze.
For the uninitiated out there.
Yeah, for the uninitiated.
Who are these to call me in the morning?
Yeah. I didn't know what the hell. Why did Freeze have a cure all of a sudden? Whatever.
I got a lot of questions about the movie, but that's a story.
Freeze just had a cure for this fucking random disease right in the fucking palm of his whatever. Anyway.
And never mind. Continue, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be a whole ass tangent. Just continue.
Man, okay, anyway. So I'm drinking a small batch here, Colonel Taylor Bottle and Bond,
100 proof, 50% alcohol, just like the single barrel. Single barrel is really good.
I think it's really cool you're ending off the small batch, too. I think that's the right way to end it.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. I I'm happy to end in the year as far as whiskey on here with the Colonel Taylor family, because I wanted to do them last year for November as well, too. But I was like, we'll do something else and save it. So I'm glad it's this year and we're saving it because small batch is this is probably the best everyday pour if you can find it for the $40 or whatever. Shit, I would even drop 50, 60 on this or whatever. But, like, you know, I wouldn't go over 60, to be honest, because, like Cody said, you can find this if you look hard enough for it. And I didn't even look for it. I just get lucky and find it, and I always just buy it anyway because $43, dude, you just can't pass it up. It's a fucking delicious.
Ah, pour. Man, you can't, dude. For a that quality of bourbon, I don't think it much better for that price range. I don't think you can.
This bottle and all seven of them, or five of them now, is sitting on. And I bought this one. This one is open up. I bought this one at a bar too last year.
And the cool part about it too is that you always see it for that price. I don't really see people upcharge for small batch, at least.
I've never seen anybody go higher than $70. I mean, if you go higher than $70,
yeah,
blow me then or whatever.
Yeah, fuck that. What? Why would I? No, that's stupid. Yeah. I don't even know why. Whatever. But yeah, I that's rare though. At least my estimation.
I've seen a few of them that charge a little higher than that, or whatever. It's just like random boutique stores, or whatever. Gotcha. It's probably the best everyday pour, though, sitting on my shelf.
It is. Oh yeah, price. By far.
You got to go under a $50 bottle. This is the best under $50 bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Out there. Yeah, Colonel Taylor, Buffalo Trace knocked it out of the park. This is my third glass pouring since we've been talking now. I didn't even know I was drinking alcohol. I mean, it's so smooth and clean.
It's so smooth, clean. It gives you everything you want in a bourbon. If you're a bourbon fan, dude, how could you not like small batch?
Oh, man. You know, the nose has got that fruity that fruity flavor to it. It's got you smell a little hint of cherries on there, too, as well.
Yep.
Oh, man. The oak, obviously. And then there's like that realm of nuttiness in there as well, too. But you can also tell just from, because I've been sipping on it, it's like very buttery. Like Cody said when he was doing his, it's creamy in the mouthful, whatever, but it's buttery on this as well, too. And then when you get into the taste, vanilla and butter are like the first two things that come to my mind or whatever. I think that's why it's so clean and smooth or whatever, you know. I was wondering what it always said on the back of the bottle. I never read the back of the bottle, actually. During the techniques. I will say the only negative I have about this motherfucker lame too goddamn long. Way too fucking long.
Show your name, goddamn it.
Yeah, you look at this motherfucking name, Cody. It's Colonel Edmund Haynes Taylor the Jr. It's just like, motherfucker, okay.
Goddamn.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Okay, the only
I'm just call you Taylor. Let's just stop a Taylor. No, I'm just call you Junior. Fuck that.
The only Colonel I know is Sanders, okay? And that motherfucker got seven herbs and spices, damn it, okay? So, you know, but he need to up them spices.
Oh, so delicious.
Yeah, because Popeye's giving him a run for his money. That black lady.
I can't see his fucking trash. KFC is fucking awful. Don't take my word for that. Yeah. KFC is fucking awful.
Because that black lady selling that Popeye shrimp basket or whatever, she in there
slinging. Love that chicken from Popeye.
I don't know where that black lady came from, whatever, but she like, ooh, you try my shrimp butterfly tacky box or whatever.
Popeye's is delicious. I don't eat chicken anymore, but what I did, Popeye's was fucking delicious.
They got that new blackened chicken sandwich. Remember, we did the chicken sandwich here on the show or whatever, and we was certified.
That's right. The great chicken sandwich craze. I remember that. That shit was stupid as fuck, dude.
It was.
Chicken sandwiches.
I have to say, by the way, that was like one of our most viewed shows of the year, too, because people.
I know why. Yeah, it makes sense. It's a fucking chicken sandwich, bro.
People was posting, tagging us in it.
And it's crazy. Since that time, dudes, people have picked up their chicken sandwich game so much. Yeah. And not just like fast food joints, gastropubs. Like these mom pot spots, and they make amazing shit.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. You look at the Popeye. He's like, the fuck is this?
I even made a great chicken sandwich at home now.
I made my own Nashville fucking chicken sandwich before. That shit was fucking killer.
Yeah, so chicken sandwiches is the shit right now. And I love it too, because I don't really eat too much red meat.
But yeah.
But I love my chicken and fish.
When I did eat chicken, yeah.
It's like a pound cake flavor, like all that icing, vanilla, and stuff like that.
Oh, you know what? I never thought about it in that way. That's interesting. Interesting. No, but that's I see where you come from with that.
I know that is because I went to a Friendsgiving and they had pound cake.
Okay,
took a half of.
That's a good comparison, though. Okay, pound cake. Yeah.
There's like a little bit of that nuttiness in there, also with hints of like small black pepper towards in the back end, though. But you get a little bit of the black pepper on the tip of the tongue. Right in the middle is it's more of like the pound cake, vanilla, a little bit of the cherry flavors per se, with the faint hint of like rye spices or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All the spices are very faint. They're like hints of it. It's nothing that's like overpowering, mm-hmm. overbearing. You know what? Shit, damn near. This is actually almost damn near a good introductory into bourbon too.
Oh yeah, man. That would be perfect. Oh yeah, that'd be great.
I don't think it's too overbearing. I don't think it's man, this might be oof. Man, you know, thinking about it more or whatever, I might even I'll talk about that later, but I might even drop it. Man, that's really good. But it's not overbearing. The price is right, it's pretty cheap. Although my coworker said, you know, she can barely find it for that price. She always finds it for like $80 or something like that or whatever.
Nah, yeah, don't spend that. That's fucking stupid. Please don't.
I think she bought that for a friend too. That's when I told her.
Yeah, don't do that.
I said, girl.
Yeah. You got the plug. Yeah, you good. Yeah.
Girl, you should have just called me or whatever. I was like, I'd have hooked you up, whatever. I'm like, come on. I said, I'm gonna give you two bottles because you're about to go on vacation. It's mm-hmm. your birthday or whatever. You take one. And she was happy as fuck. She was like, me and the Colonel had a great vacation. I said, did you fuck the Colonel? Like, what are you talking about? You and the Colonel. Okay. Like, cause 10% of that is mine, man. I just want her to know. The finish, it's not long at all. And there's like hints of like, you know, like a sweet peppercorn or something like that in the background. It's like got this lingering, like, dark fruitish characters in there or whatever,
yeah.
but nothing like kind of like a raspberry flavor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
definitely because I just remember from what I tell you, I haven't had it in a while, but I remember it was like a stone, like a dark red fruit character.
Yeah,
back in, yeah, yeah.
Like it could be dark cherry, dark raspberry. I'm thinking like
red fruit, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very. It's not over medium length. It's a little bit underneath medium length, but it's like just nice and long.
The biggest question, though, sir, is there a finish?
Yes. There is a finish.
There's a finish.
There's definitely a finish. Yes. There's definitely a finish here.
My golly, George, look at that. There's a finish.
Yeah. I don't. As I said, it's got that flavor in there. It's got like a little bit of like thickness of the caramel. There's like a sweet peppercorn in there as well, too, because it's got like those I barely get into those rye spices or those traits of the rye or whatever, but like it's got the black pepper spices and stuff. So there's like hints of that in there. But it's like nice and sweet, too. So it's like perfectly balanced. You know, damn it. This guy be damn near the first last drop I give to a bottle under $50 right now. Because
it sounds like the perfect pour, just given everything, price range, flavor profile. It's given. Right.
Yeah,
it gotta be right.
This might be the first month I've had a straight last drop.
Oh, that is crazy! Oh,
yeah,
has it happened?
No.
and it's the Colonel Taylor.
Colonel Taylor, and my God, know what? I'm gonna drop a last drop.
Could Colonel Taylor be the best line? Period.
It could be, right?
Consistency wise.
I haven't had all the batches, like I said, or whatever and stuff. I mean, who has, really? I mean, it's like
fucking. But, dude, that's big, though. Think about that. This is 5 weeks, too. This is not just the regular month.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, this is.
Wow, man.
Colonel Taylor. Barrel proof, single barrel, small batch. They all last drops. This is getting a last
Would you drop. Say this has got to be the best of the Buffalo Trace products, right, though?
Oh, I think gotta so. Be. Easily, yeah. Overall. I would think so. As far as, like, in the continuing line, I mean, I'm discounting the, like, the Elmer T. Lees and stuff like because there's only
one.
It's not like they make different products, whatever, and stuff like that. But, like, compared to, like, I'm thinking of, like, the Wellers and the Blantons and what other fucking lines they have that's, like, got multiple different variants of I'm sure I'm missing one. I just can't fucking remember it right now. But yeah, I would say like this one knocks it out of the park the best or whatever when it comes to Buffalo Trace. This is that's why the prices are fucking ridiculous when it comes to the different variants and shit. Like the barrel proof and higher.
Marriage time and all that. Or those prices, whatever.
18-year-old marriage and all those, they jump to a different region whatsoever. So yeah, man, I'm dropping a last drop on this. This is perfection. This might be my favorite everyday pour right here, right now. As far as like under $50.
Because I feel like most bottles are fucking $100 now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so, every bottle's like a fucking $100 now. Yeah. This might be the one year I haven't really bought that much neither, to be honest. I kind of just stayed in the lane or whatever because I bought something this year that kind of pissed me off. And that store that unfollowed me, that's where I got it from. That was like,
Oh, okay.
That's why, that's probably why they unfollowed
me. That fucking store, yeah.
I got something for their ass come December 25th. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, but, I'm glad your pour worked out, sir. Very glad for you. I'm very happy.
Yeah,
very
man.
Happy. Very fucking happy.
Can't go wrong, man. $35.
Very fucking happy you had a good pour.
$40?
Last week.
Come on.
Yeah, you had a straight last drop month, man.
Damn.
I wish we could all have that.
This is like.
We all can't be winners, right?
This is like MJ going to the finals, you know, Strixon.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You
like LeBron right now. You know,
I'm like the current Lakers. So that's
why I am right now. And I'm like Michael Jordan, baby. I already got my shoes. Man. I got my shoes.
I am so happy for you.
Yeah.
So happy.
Good. So happy. Good. You don't mind if I trim my nose real quick right now, right?
Please trim your nose. Might as well wink your asshole at me, too. Just give it all to me right now.
Oh, it's been winking at you all day.
Okay. Yeah. I want to see it. Yeah. No, oh. That's a lie. I don't want to see it. Never mind. Nope.
Oh, okay. I was excited. I thought you wanted to see something, sir. It's going to give it to you. Oh, man. I was about to drop that to you, too.
At least one of us won tonight. Jesus Christ.
Although I'm really excited, I got to tell you, I mean, we're excited that I finally made up for last month or whatever. I'm really excited that next month is about to kick in. I'm excited for that.
Shit. You and I both.
You especially.
How you think I feel?
You've only had one good week in the past 2 months now. So
really? This is my fucking mind over here.
Yeah. You're doing really bad. You're taking L's.
It's one big L. This is just the L factory.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Because fuck all this shit. Whatever the fuck that was. December comeback month, goddammit. You know what? I'm going to say it. Give me straight last drops. I want a Jermaine month.
Yeah.
I want a month like you.
You know
what? I never had that.
I had the blue run shirt on today. Maybe that's good luck.
Might have the good luck in your favor.
Yeah,
I might have to give me a blue run shirt too.
Butterflies.
Or you know what? I'll wear my Manscaped shirt. That's what I'm going to do.
You know what the thing was? You know, I just trimmed the nose and Manscaped, so maybe that's why it gave me good luck as well, too.
You know, maybe I need to trim my nose and shave my balls before every podcast. That's probably what I got to do now. And probably going to be like a ritual. That's what I got to do. Got to do it. Got to do it.
Speaking of Manscaped, I can throw this out there one more time. Remember, you can get a discount here on manscaped.com with the promo code THELASTDROP.
Let them know, Jermaine.
LASTDROP. Get your 20% off right there and get all your Manscaped products over there. They got, if you don't want to, which you need to trim your balls, please, trust me, you need to trim them things.
Yes, please be hygienic.
Yeah.
Be fucking hygienic.
Women love trim balls, okay?
Yes, they do.
They don't want hairy shit up in them, whatever. They don't want you coming up in there looking like a blue waffle, okay? Like, so they want you to trim them. They want you to trim that shit, okay? So they want you not coming in there after you didn't have, especially if you had a long day of work and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, first of all, y'all actually take a shower first.
Yes.
And then.
And then spray on
then
your.
Yeah.
That's how that works. Yeah. Do not cover funk up with this stuff. That's just horrible.
Make sure your shit is clean. And then put this on. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, yeah. But also, too, they have a lot of stuff over there at manscaped.com, whatever. Like I said, they got the weed whacker. Obviously, you can get that separately. Mm-hmm. You can get the whole performance. I recommend getting the whole performance package because right now, like I said, if you use a promo code, the last drop, you get 20% off and it's like a straight $100. And that's a really good deal for it's almost like a $200 box set. So.
You say that code one more time, sir. Sorry, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it's, say that one more time. It's what it says on your shirt right there, sir. It says
Okay.
The last.
Last. Drop. Okay. The last look, drop. Okay. I just want to make sure I heard that correctly.
Don't gotta spell it for him too, whatever.
It's, yeah, spell it. Yeah, just make sure. Just make sure.
THELASTDROP. You cannot mess this up, whatever. And if you have any problems, and that's when you just follow one of us on, you know, Instagram or something like that. A phenomenal
there you
one.
Go.
Or Codysseus, and you just ask us what was that code again, or whatever, or you can just keep playing the show over and just
that works too. You have options. You have options.
You have no excuse. And with the holidays coming up, I know you out there, you're thinking of like doing something special for your lady. And getting her a nice gift is nothing special, is very special. But also, too, shave those balls and get it extra special just for her, okay?
Yes, please. Before you get into your holiday fucking and all that shit, make sure your shit is trimmed. Make sure your shit is nice, tidy. And make sure it smells right, too. I didn't even want all that nasty. You want nasty fucking. You don't want to do that. That's just nasty. I mean, you want it nasty in a different form? Mm-hmm. Not like that, though. That's a different kind of nasty. So get the Manscaped shit right, and then, yeah, have the bedroom right, you're good to go. Boom.
And if you're just feeling like, you know, you're not ready to try that stuff out yet, they even have underwear over there, too, that you can purchase over there. And you can use our discount code to get that as well, too. So you have a lot of options on this website to get. So
now, I know that underwear is anti-chafing.
Ooh.
Is it antimicrobial?
It is.
There we go. Okay, I figured it was. I didn't know for sure, though, but I figured it was. Okay.
So this is perfect for all the men out there, all the fellas out there in the world.
You said.
So we're going to end this episode now. We're done. Mm-hmm. We've been going on long enough. That's whatever.
Plus, oh, yeah, yeah.
Plus, I got
I'm sorry I hyped up that fucking Berman County review. God, damn, I thought that was going to turn out much different. Holy shit.
He even did an Instagram video on it, too.
I did. I had a picture post. I was about to fucking... I'll still put it up. I'm going to be honest about my fucking opinion, though. I'll put this shit on my fucking post, though, but I'm going to be honest with my opinion. That's all I'm going to say.
Cody's not here next week.
That's all I'm going to say.
Goose Island got a hold of him.
Boy, did they.
That Goose
Island. Boy, did they. I still love Goose Island, but it's a bullshit-ass beer, though. I'm sorry. Fuck this beer.
Goose Island is great, but yeah, they got some bullshit sometimes.
Yeah.
And mainly because their prices are fucking ridiculous when it comes to shit like that.
Yeah.
That's true. We're done, though. We're getting out of here.
It's a wrap. All she wrote.
I got like a minute left. I want to thank everybody for listening in for the month of November, for Jermaine's perfect last drop month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect guy Jermaine over there.
Yeah. I am
sitting fucking pretty with his last drop pours and shit.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, son of a bitch. Fuck you.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, that's so beautiful. I have Manscaped.
I have something to look forward to. More manscaping. That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
More life's not so bad. Okay.
Yeah. So with that said, we're looking forward to next week. I'm totally looking forward to that.
Yes, come back, Muff, please.
Yeah, please. I'm looking forward. So
please, this could be a good fucking buck, man.
Yeah,
that's all I want. That's all I want, man.
So all
I fucking want. Please.
Two more things. Manscaped.com. The last drop. Use it.
Yes,
I'm gonna beat you over the head until you use it, or whatever. And stuff.
Oh, we gonna do that every shit. We got this guy the sponsor. Yeah, we gonna beat that shit every fucking week.
And then the second thing is, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hope you had a great holiday weekend or whatever and stuff like that. And
absolutely,
I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
You know, I am the Godfather Craft Beer. I'm not, you know, whatever. Sign your shit off. I got.
Like we always say, livers are not the same.
Glasses will never be dry. Fuck it. I'll just, there we go. Yeah, right. Yeah. Tingling. There you go. Your fucking cheers.
And as we always say, too, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, now we're also saying, don't stop, keep shaving. Because
there we go. Don't stop, keep shaving.
Because your balls will thank you.
Yes, they will. Keep them happy.
Ting.
I will cheers to that.